CataractCoach.com podcast series, episode number 172, with Dr. Priscilla Cruz Flores. High volume and high quality surgical mission trips and teaching the next generation of surgeons in Mexico City. Welcome back to our Cataract Coach podcast. Today, I've got a very special guest. I've got Dr. Priscilla. Now, I was recently in Mexico at your meeting, the EICCO, and I was so impressed that Dr. Priscilla Cruz Flores, Mexico City, has an amazing ophthalmology teaching skill. You do a lot of mission trip works, and you're going to tell us about your organization, EICCO. So welcome to the podcast, my dear.
Ule, thank you so much for inviting me to Cataract Coach podcast. As we all know, Cataract Coach has a huge impact in ophthalmology all around the world. So for me, it's truly an honor to be here with you, Ule.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you know, we all learn together. And I guess with the new modern world, we learn in the social media format. So it's become so popular. It's incredible. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Introduce yourself. Your path in ophthalmology. Tell us.
Okay. For those who don't know me, my name is Priscilla Cruz. I'm ophthalmologist from Mexico City, and I'm very passionate about surgery, education, teamwork, and especially helping underserved communities recover their vision. I choose ophthalmology because it combines everything I love, precision, technology, and surgery. But above all, because it gives us the opportunity to truly change someone's life through vision. I studied ophthalmology and later specializing in corneal transplantation at Centro Médico Nacional Siglo XXI, where I currently continue to work, following the footsteps of my mentor, Arturo Carrasco. There, we work with many residents. Some of them are part of the ACO committee and enjoy participating in this incredible Congress, which I'll talk more about later. And I also have my private practice at Centro Médico Visual, where I work with Veronica Vega, who is my best friend and is an excellent ophthalmologist, an incredible surgeon, and also a business leader. I'm very happy working with her, and I'm very grateful to her for how much she has supported me. I think, besides of all, that ophthalmology is one of the most advanced specialties in medicine, but at the same time, is very human. We work with microscopes, phaco machines, intraocular lenses, and advanced technology. Besides that, we travel frequently to attend outstanding conferences. That's the funny part. Stay up to date with the latest advances, and we have the privilege of meeting incredible people like you, Ule. You better than anyone understand what it means to drive innovation and advance in technology because you have shown us that everything is possible. A great example is your involvement in the development of the robotic platform that is bringing ophthalmic surgery into the future, and that's amazing. And on the other hand, today, I would love to talk about two most important projects in my life as an ophthalmologist. First, our cataract surgery missions, also known as cataract surgery campaigns. In this conversation, I refer to them as cataract surgery missions, okay, which are truly my biggest passion. And second is ACO, the ophthalmology meeting you recently attended in Mexico. You mentioned it. And I really hope you enjoyed it, Louis.
I had a great time. The meeting was fantastic. Mexico City was amazing. Obviously, the ophthalmology part was A+. But I also was really incredibly impressed by the food. Why does food in Mexico City taste different than food in Los Angeles? I don't know. It's different.
It's different. I truly believe cataract surgery is one of the most beautiful surgeries in medicine because in just a few minutes, you can completely change someone's life. That is why this whole project was born.
Yeah, you do a lot of missions with your whole team there. You have many doctors. I know I've talked to a lot of the residents. They love you. You're the favorite. You're their number one teacher. They say such incredible things about you. Yeah. And then, but the number of surgeries was amazing. People may not understand the volume of surgeries that are done. Tell us about the volume, because that's the number of people you help is huge, thousands.
Yes, it's very incredible. I talked about everything. These cataract surgery missions are humanitarian medical programs for those who don't know, where our volunteer team provide free, high quality cataracts and surgeries to underserved patients in rural areas of Mexico who otherwise would not have access to life-changing treatment. My biggest inspiration of all of that comes from my father, who passed away 1 year ago. It was tremendous loss for my family, for my son, for me, and for everyone who had the privilege of knowing him because he was truly an extraordinary person. He was a surgeon who helped countless people through this project and many others. But for this conversation, I focus only on this project. His impact has so profound that his legacy continues to be recognized even today. To give you an idea of the kind person he was and the impact he had, two Mexican presidents gave him awards and recognitions, and the World Health Organization continues to recognize him to this day. Also, there is a statue of him in a very
Right.
important city that you visited. It's called Plaza of Illustrious Doctors in front of the Mexican Academy of Surgery, and his name was Felipe Cruz Vega. He created these medical missions to help underserved communities around 29 years ago. He and a group of friends of him came together with a simple but powerful goal to help people in rural areas of Mexico using their own resources. Over time, this initiative grew and eventually gained support from a public institution in Mexico. These missions were not only in ophthalmology, they also included oncology, gynecology, pediatrics, plastic surgery, and many other specialties. I remember that I was only 8 years old when I watching him travel and help people, and always came back home very happy and wanted to do even more. I grew up watching him help people who had very little access to healthcare. Many times I accompanied him as a child, later as a teenager, and later as a medical student. So I think I did not only inherit a profession, I inherited a mission. When I became an ophthalmologist and I felt I was ready, he trusted me to continue these ophthalmology missions around 6 years ago. And for me, that was not only a professional responsibility, it was something very personal. And I felt so nervous and I felt that the responsibility was very big. But I looked the opportunity and the honor of continuing my dad's legacy to this day. Fortunately, I have a great team made of experts ophthalmologists who, beyond everything else, are like my brothers and sisters. My team and I started going on these missions when we were residents and became passionate about it. When we travel for these missions, we leave our everyday lives in the city behind and our families for these days. And all of this is worth it. As Elena Barraquer says, who wouldn't give 5 minutes of their time to change someone's life? And we understand that. We do it with great pleasure and from the heart. So this project has transformed over the time as we have gained experience. We started operating between 100 or 200 patients in a course of 1 week. And as we progressed, the scale grew dramatically, as you said. Now, with just six surgeons, we perform 1,000 surgeries in only 4 days. And
Wow.
we, yes, it's
Wow, that's a lot of work.
yes. And we have now reached almost 14,000 patients operating in only around 100 surgical days. And we have traveled together more than 35 times to different underserved areas in Mexico, to rural communities and mountains, where sometimes the patients do not even speak Spanish. They speak regional dialects, and sometimes patients do not wear shoes because they don't have shoes. This reflects the reality that there are regions in Mexico where people live in extreme poverty, where many patients have never seen an ophthalmology before. And all of this has been achieved thanks to an agreement we created with Telmex Foundation and the Mexican Academy of Surgery, where ECO also takes place, which you already visited, Uday. Telmex Foundation provides everything about the ophthalmic resources and always tries to give us the best possible materials for the patient. And the Mexican Academy of Surgery supports us as ophthalmologists. And to make this possible, we work with local hospital directors and they create a team, which we combine with our own team and with our provider medical demographer team. And together we work incredibly well, achieving excellent results. This is the part that our cataract missions are much more than surgery. They require a huge amount of logistics, teamwork, coordination, and a mission involves everybody, not just surgeons. It takes anesthesiologists, nurses, volunteers, social workers, coordination, drivers, even cooks, and many people working behind the scenes to bring this to life. It is important that we have to take care of every detail, including the fact that sometimes patients need transportation, food, and a place to stay because they cannot return home the same day and they live so far. And as we also have to provide support of the family members accompanying them, this is why teamwork is essential. Restoring vision is never the one for the work for one person. It is always a result of many people working together.
No, that is for sure. I think the most impressive part was, yes, of course, 5 minutes of your surgical time will change someone's life forever. But also the volume we did. So 14,000 surgeries so far in only 100 surgical days. That's 140 surgeries a day.
Exactly.
That's a lot of surgery for one day. That's amazing.
It's crazy. And it's amazing. I put kind of crazy, of course. And the team is so good in all the senses.
Right. And these are not easy cataracts. These are...
Exactly.
Catarata, blanca, white cataracts, hard cataracts.
Every
cataract. And I'm also impressed that you even have specialization. You have some of your surgeons who do more M6 surgery and some do more phaco, and you offer everything.
Exactly. And also the technology is so important because for us, it's extremely important to provide high quality surgery. For us, should never mean lower quality care. These patients deserve the same surgery and the same technology that anyone will receive in a private hospital. And this is exactly the point I was talking about, where Telmex Foundation always tries to provide us with the best technology and the best lenses because we cannot afford mistakes, since probably after the postoperative visit, we may never see the patient again. And this is not because we cannot return, but because of the difficult access and the low possibility that patients have of coming back to follow up.
Right.
Just imagine what it takes to reach these patients because you have to imagine that these patients doesn't have the way to come with us. Local community members travel to remote rural areas to spread the word about the free surgeries and personally bring patients to their own vehicles because they don't have internet access or they know how to have reliable ways to receive this information. And at the same time, everything has to go well for these patients. That is why we work, as you said, with experienced cataract surgeons who are comfortable with high volume surgery and difficult cases, because each surgeon uses the phacoemulsification machine and the instruments they feel the most comfortable with. I coordinate that with our supplier, Medical Demeter, who are wonderful partners because they know that it's very important for surgeons to operate comfortable, especially during such long surgical hours. Because on average, each surgeon performs around 50 to 60 cataract surgeries per day. And how I said, in some missions, we have operated up to 500 patients in only just 3 days, and sometimes 1,000 patients in 4 days with a team around 6 surgeons. And the best thing is our team is diverse and made up of specialists from different ophthalmic subspecialties. So we all support each other. We have a retina specialist such as Oscar Cervantes, Salvador Figueroa, even Vicencio and Shalom Santos. They manage complication where they arise, including sperm fixation, removal or drop nuclei for a vitreous cavity, and other complex vitreoretinal surgeries. Glaucoma patients are under the care of Antonio Perez, and our most experienced M6 surgeon, and he's very famous, is Ricardo Flores.
Yeah, Ricky. He was. I like spending. He's an incredible surgeon. Very. So I like that you have the full team. So if you have, out of these 1,000 surgeries, a patient with broken capsule, bad zonulopathy, nucleus falls in the vitreous, it's okay. You can still do vitrectomy. You can do scleral fixation of the IOL, and the patient still has a beautiful outcome. Because as you said, this patient may not. You may never see them again.
Exactly. Yes.
Right? Yes. And these patients, they don't have, there's no transportation. And in fact, you said some of these patients don't even have shoes on their feet.
Yes, it's very impacted. Yes.
And you really change their lives. In the surgery, do you do anything different to help prevent opacification of the posterior capsule? Like polish the capsule, or do you sometimes do primary posterior rexus? What do you do differently?
Yes, we try to look after everything. We are prepared by everything that it happens. And the most beautiful part is not the number of the surgeries, it's the human impact. And because some patients cry the next day because they can see their grandchildren again, others tell us they can walk alone again, cook again, work again, or recognize faces again. And later, local doctors have told us that after recovering their vision, some patients have even been able to start university opportunities that would have never been possible before. And exactly, the cataracts we operate on are most difficult. Many times are very hard cataracts. We operate so much pseudo-exfoliation, even Marfan syndromes or traumatic cataracts. So patients before of these things, they will probably never see again. And regaining their sight is just a dream of them. So for us, cataract surgery may be a routine, but for the patient, it can completely change their life.
No, for sure, for sure. That's one of the beautiful things of ophthalmology, especially cataract surgery, is that you can, it's a true miracle, milagro, right? I mean, they come in blind, bilateral white cataract, bilateral brunescent hard cataracts, and they can leave with normal vision. That's amazing.
Yes.
It's magic.
Yes, it's magic. It's our motivation. And that's why I thank so much to Telmex Foundation and the Mexican Academy of Surgery, because through this collaboration, we have been able to continue helping thousands of patients, and we are going to operate more. Telmex Foundation supports many of the ophthalmic supplies. We are one of the most expensive parts of this mission, and the Mexican Academy of Surgery has given us an institutional support and credibility to continue growing. For me, that partnership represents what medicine should be, institutions working together to help people. And we also thank the all local healthcare institutions, because where they receive us in their hospital and provide the necessary medical materials, nurses, and all the staff who support us. Sometimes we see patients who've been blind for years from a cataract that could have never been treated much earlier. But we must remember that they don't have access to this. Emotionally, that can be hard. But at the same time, it gives us even more motivation to continue, Uday.
Right. There's such a huge need. So you've done 14,000 surgeries, but when I talk to you in the future, you'll be 100,000, and then 200,000 surgeries, and then yes, a million surgeries. It'll be amazing.
Yes, yes. And that's amazing. And I'm also very fortunate to meet mentors who inspire me deeply. And I talk about this because Dr. Elena Barraquer, Gerardo Valbecchia, Luis Oscar Aziz are examples of leadership, humanity, and service. I admire them very much. And I'm very proud to say that I have worked with them on a very large and intense project. In March 2025, together with Elena Barraquer Foundation, Paco Extrema, Paco Elche, Paco Caribe, and ACO, we performed 2,079 cataract surgeries in only 5 days.
Wow, 2,000 surgeries in 5 days? You are working very hard. You helped so many people.
Yes, we help so many people. And that experience showed me what is possible when people with the same values work together, because this was crazy, a good kind of crazy, because several countries came together, everybody closed their difficult schedules, and we united for this great cause. Months before the mission, we already started organizing everything: patient screening, surgical equipment, transportation, supplies, operating rooms, and voluntary teams. We work very closely with local doctors, hospitals, social workers, and the community itself. During the missions, everybody has a role. Surgeons focus on surgery, okay, but behind everything surgery, there are many people making everything possible. I think organization and teamwork are the key. And this big mission was not only a surgical achievement, it was a humanitarian achievement. It is incredible to see how every member of the team merged into one single team, and we work very intensely, not for a number, but for help for those who need it the most. And all of us know that huge impact this has, and we agree so much on this mission that this year we will meet again in Mexico to operate at least 2,500 patients. And we also say that life brought together a group of crazy people for the same mission. And on the top of everything, we make it fun and enjoyable. It is so exhausting, but it's fun.
Right, because you're all working so well together. And like you said, it's requires the whole team. It's not just the surgeon, it's the whole team has to work together.
Yes. And we have to know that that we try to minimize complications, because there are complications, okay? Right. But we have to minimize that by focusing on three important points.
Okay.
Good planning, experienced high volume surgeons, and proper technology. Because in any surgery can have a complication. Honestly, we don't allow ophthalmologists without high volume experience to operate. And we also have to be trained to handle difficult series. Mm. We have a retina team led by Oscar Cervantes, and he has the perfect protocol for solving complications during missions. It is false to think that nobody has complications, you know? Even the best surgeon can have a complication. And this important thing is knowing how to handle it and having a team that knows how to solve it with everything necessary. That is why we work with retina specialists and experienced team during the mission. And in this point, I would like to share an important message with groups that organize this kind of missions without experience in Mexico. If you are going to do it, please do it with the strict protocols, proper planning, and the right expertise. It is extremely important to leave patients in a better condition and never put them at risk of complication or blindness. This mission should only be carried out with a strong team of a highly trained ophthalmologist committed to patient safety and quality care. So we don't like leaving complications unresolved. This is the most difficult part of this work. And this is exactly what our ECHO team in Mexico takes great pride in doing things the right way, always prioritizing patient safety and the best possible outcomes.
Right. So on these missions, you were saying earlier, it's important to have a surgeon who's already very experienced and used to doing high volume surgery. This is not a good fit for a new resident to come on this mission.
Exactly. Yes, we don't like to make that possible. Residents don't operate with us. Besides the mission, other major project is ECHO, and we try to support residents, but this is not for residents. And about that topic, I would like to talk about ECHO if you want.
Yes, I would love to. So ECHO is E-I-C-O. Please tell us, so E-I-C-C-O, what does this stand for? Tell us about the organization. If you're looking at the video behind you, we can see you have your symbol for it. But what is ECHO?
Okay, ECHO means Interinstitutional Meeting of Ophthalmology Cases. For me, Surgery and education are deeply connected. Helping patients is important, but teaching young ophthalmology is also a way of helping thousands of future patients. Another important mission we have as a team is teaching them that ethics and morality are important, and that helping people is something beautiful. Eiko was born with Oscar Cervantes during a conversation between friends in a bar while we were third-year residents. We talked about how we needed to unite to promote education because we believed institutions were very separated, both public and private. And that's exactly what we did. ECHO is an Academy of Ophthalmology meeting created not only for residents, but also ophthalmologists from all subspecialities, where we love creating alliance and growing together with all institutions, because if we all grow together, we can achieve great advances in education and science. But honestly, for me, ECHO is much more than a congress. ECHO is a community. Also, it's much more than a traditional academic meeting. We have clinical case competition, a photography contest, a video symposium, and teams are formed to compete in our Jeopardy style of ophthalmology challenge, which is always incredible fun. What it makes the clinical case competition especially viable is that every case is discussed by an expert panel, many whom are heads of education from some of the best ophthalmology training programs in Mexico and across Latin America. Their insights and tremendous values to each case create rich academic discussions and allowing everyone in this audience to learn together. It creates a spirit of healthy competition, not the kind where people come upset, you know, but the kind that motivates everyone to learn, participate, and enjoy the progress together. This year, we also introduced two major activities at the first time. One was our live surgery program, which you had, yes, which was a huge milestone for us. We had the honor of having extraordinary leaders like you, Uday, and Gerardo Valvecchia, Neto Rosatelli, Roberto Gonzalez, Luis Scaff, and Vanessa Shikani operating and talking about fascinating and challenging cases. It was a major challenge because it was the first time we had ever attempted something this scale. Just one more before that event, we came together. And as a team to make it happen, we worked in a beautiful clinic. And with the support of several ophthalmology industry partners, we also are able to fully equip two operating rooms with excellent technology. And the second major addition was the first Paco Extrema Video Symposium created alongside the incredible Gerardo Valvecchia. And it was really impressive to see so many world-class experts participate and enthusiastically join the amazing academy activity. And this was so fun. The level of discussion, case analysis, and engagement was exceptional. And the most important part is that the patients they operate are doing well and truly happy with their surgical outcomes. Of course, with the most rewarding part is having been treated by some of the world's leading ophthalmic surgeons. And we received outstanding feedback about both of these new initiatives. And I'm so confident that we are going to do it every year and every year. And for me, education should always be generous. The best teachers are not the only ones who make others feel small. The best teachers are the ones who make others feel capable. So for us, the philosophy we try to promote in ECHO is education over ego, service over recognition, and teamwork over individual success. Mm.
That makes a lot of sense. It was a great meeting. It was very well organized. I certainly have to commend you on that. And people may not realize that there's so many great training programs there in Mexico, and especially in Mexico City, which is a huge city. If you're not aware, Mexico City is bigger than New York and Los Angeles. It's huge.
Yes, it's so big.
But you have all of them programs coming together to learn together. I think that was great. Very well done.
Yes, we like to make that alliance. And one of the most beautiful things about ECHO is that it has grown internationally too. We now have participation for many countries and institutions, and that international collaboration has enriched the meeting tremendously. When doctors from different countries share knowledge and experience, everybody grows, especially the residents and young ophthalmologists. Ude, just like you attended, you presented an incredible surgical cases and also explained the advances in your research. This is something truly incredible, especially the impact you have had of thousands of people. Ophthalmologists all around the world are following your steps and supporting the growth in this project. So thank you for coming to AECO.
I was fantastic. And it was a very international as well. Because like you said, you had Dr. Valvecchia from Argentina. You had Neto Rossatelli from Brazil. You had Elena Barrett coming from Spain. So you had basically very many countries participating in this great meeting, which was so well organized.
Oh, thank you so much.
The live surgery is always a little bit stressful, but it went smoothly. It went beautifully, the live surgery. Very, very well done. It's a lot of work behind the scenes to make all this happen together.
Yes, of course. And how my father used to tell me, whoever loves medicine loves humanity. And that phrase has to stay with me.
I like that.
Yes.
Whoever loves medicine loves humanity.
Yes, loves humanity. And my entire life, I have shaped the way I understand medicine. Everything I do, I work at cataract surgery missions, ACO, surgical practice, corneal transplantation, teaching comes from that philosophy. Because medicine, to me, has never been only about science, knowledge, or surgical skills. Of course, excellence matters, but medicine is also deeply about compassion, service, leadership, and the responsibility we have toward others. Growing up, I watched my father dedicate his life of helping underserved communities across Mexico through medical missions. I saw firsthand what it means to use medicine not just like a profession, but as a way to restore dignity, hope, and opportunity. That left a profound mark on me. Today, every mission we organize and every educational project as ACO we ball in many ways, is a continuity of his legacy. Is this my way of honor him, not by simple remember him, but by transforming his values into actions. But none of this is voiced alone. One of the greatest lessons I've learned is that meaningful impact only happens through people who share the same vision. That is why I feel so deeply grateful for my extraordinary team, Oscar Cervantes, Salvador Figueroa, Ricky, Stephanie Hernandez, Tania Sanchez, Irving Vicencio, Shalom Santon, Antonio Perez, and many others, because they don't just support this idea. They truly believe in them. And that is makes the all difference, because in the end, projects may be behind with one person's dream, but the true transformation happens when many hearts decide to make a dream of their own.
Right. It's beautiful because it's a shared dream together to accomplish all this. So you're incredible. You've got the education where you do. So you're a professor, you're teaching your residents, teaching your fellows. You're also you're a big humanitarian, obviously, doing these mission trips with tens of thousands of surgeries, and it's only growing and getting bigger and bigger. And then obviously also organizing this meeting, the EICCO, the ACO meeting, where you're really sharing the knowledge openly with everyone.
Yes, everyone is invited. And this is one of the most important things, because I have learned that leadership is not about doing everything yourself. Leadership is about building teams. It is about helping other people grow. And I believe a good leader does not create followers. A good leader creates more leaders. And it is important that everybody works happily and every member of the team does well in life, both professionally and personally. When people love their work, it leads to much better results together.
Yeah, that's for sure. For sure. That's an important thing. The leadership skills that are actually very important. You're a very good leader because... Don't create followers, you create more leaders. That makes a lot of sense.
It is only the beginning. I wish to do more.
Oh, that's why I said I have to have you on my podcast, because the work you're doing right now is really amazing. And I know in the future, you're going to be a huge superstar, even bigger. You're going to keep growing these projects. It's going to be bigger and bigger. and you'll help more patients. You'll get the education out again. So if certainly I encourage anyone who's in, come to the next meeting. What, do you have a date yet for the next ACO meeting?
I don't have the date now, but we are working in that to share the next meeting. Yes.
Oh, perfect. Then so I'll put in our podcast description down below for our listeners, I'll put the links for Dr. Priscilla and then the ACO meeting, and you can learn about it. I'll put some website links for you.
Yes, thank you. I truly believe that education and collaboration are the future of ophthalmologists. My father taught me that medicine is ultimately about serving others. If through surgery, education, or teamwork, we can restore even a little hope to someone's life, then everything is worth it. And I believe the future of ophthalmology will not be built by individuals alone. It will be built by teams, community, mentors, and young doctors who understand that knowledge and service are meant to be shared. So, Uday, thank you so much again for this opportunity. It is truly an honor to share this story with you and the Cataract Coach community. Really, thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure to have you here. Now, I've got to ask a few questions. Now, behind you, I really like the symbol you have for your, there it is, coordination of special projects in ophthalmology. And the motto is, chop fast.
Yes.
And never die.
This is our philosophy in the surgery missions. Yes.
You certainly do that. Chop fast, do fake, could never die. And then instead of having some swords or blades, you have a keratome, a crescent blade, a parenthesis blade, and some forceps. So it's beautiful.
Yes. We create that logo. Yes.
I love it. And it's, you have an eagle there holding an eye, and you can see a shape of an IOL also.
Yes. We are so crazy, Uday, but we have fun, really.
That's passion. I love it.
Yes, we are very passionate, yes.
And then behind your other shoulder, let's see, that's the ACO, E-I-C-C-O. Yes. Yeah, fantastic.
And here are the initials of my father, Felipe Cruz Vega, and it's united by his name.
I love it. Yeah, I was very impressed that your father he has a huge legacy. They have this big bronze statue of your father, which we took a picture in front of outside the academy there. And he's done a huge impact. But even his biggest legacy is you, because you're taking all the work he did. You take it to the next level now.
Yes, I have to work so hard every day, every single day. I'm going to do that.
You do. You work very, very hard. And again, I know you're an incredible teacher, because all of your residents said, oh, no. Dr. Priscilla is our favorite. She's the best.
Oh, my God. I love it. Thank you so much. Yes.
So to do the mission trip, how many surgeries should I have done? I can't be a new doctor, so maybe I've already done 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. How skilled do I have to be to do your trip?
Okay, you just have the persons who wants to go with us just give us a message in ACO's Instagram, and we are going to take this on how do you say? Sorry, if we can coordinate
it. Yeah, you can coordinate and you can see. But I think, your surgeons have to have a great amount of skill. These type of trips where you do such a high volume of surgery on such difficult cataracts, white cataracts, brown cataracts, brunescent cataracts, you really have to be a superb surgeon.
Yes, we have to supervise everything about the ophthalmologists that have to come with us, because our first thing is to think that ophthalmologists should be prepared about this, because it's so difficult to operate with us. There are many hard cataracts, there are many difficult cataracts, and you have to be so experienced. Maybe you don't have to give us a number of surgeries that you are operated, but you have to be able to manage difficult series of cases.
Right. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I was talking to Ricky, who is one of your doctors there, who's incredible M6 surgeon.
Yes, he's an incredible M6 surgeon, and he operates M6 in only 6 minutes.
Yeah. So he was, I told him in my entire life, I only do about one M6 surgery per month. So I said, in my whole life, I've done maybe a few hundred. And he says, he'll do that in 1 week on a mission trip. So yes. Clearly a very experienced surgeon.
Yes, you have to come with us, Uday, whenever you want and your schedule permitted. So you are always welcome in this group. You are part of AECO now.
No, thank you. Thank you for that very kind invitation. You are doing some amazing work. I just want to say thank you for taking the time to talk to us on this podcast. It's really impressive, all the work that you do. Really is. Keep up the good work for sure.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Uday. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. We didn't even talk about your private clinic. We talked about only AECO and your mission trips, but you also run a private clinic, obviously.
Yes, I have my private clinic with Veronica Vega, and I'm very happy there because she's a good leader and he's a businesswoman, and I can learn about her and we work together at the same time. And he supports me because I have to travel a lot with AECO, with the all conferences we have, with the missions and everything, and she's always supporting me. So I'm very happy there.
Yeah, you have a beautiful setup there. I mean, I certainly encourage anyone to come visit Mexico City, come visit you, go to the next AECO meeting. Although I'll tell you, Mexico City probably had among the very best food I've had anywhere in the whole world.
Yes.
Which I really, really enjoyed. But also Mexico City has probably the most challenging traffic of any city in the big world.
Yes, you leave that.
I was like, wow, that's some serious traffic. But it was an amazing experience. Again, thank you so much for inviting me the last month. And we had a great time all learning together.
No, thank you for your time, Uday. I know your schedule is so difficult. And it was an honor for us to have you.
As we say, mi vida loca, my crazy life.
Your crazy life. But I promise you that I'm going to have you a good dinner with salsas. And
You know, I like it spicy, that's for sure. No, I had a great time. So again, thank you so much, Dr. Priscilla. I want to remind our listeners and viewers, remember, we've got a new Cattle Coach podcast every single Sunday on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Google. Wherever you find a podcast, you find our Cattle Coach podcast. And of course, we have a new Cattle Coach video every day. As at the time of this posting, we're already at 3,000 videos, a new one every day. So until next time, I'll catch you later.